WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy world. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism, isn't that all about being grumpy and emotionless? Trust me, I get it. But hear me out, stoicism isn't about suppressing your feelings. It's about understanding them, managing them, and ultimately, finding peace even when life throws you curveballs. And today, we're diving into a particularly juicy one. Practicing forgiveness and letting go of those pesky grudges. Ever feel like carrying around all that anger is just weighing you down? You know that feeling when something happened and you replay it over and over in your head, fuming about how unfair it was? Yeah, been there, done that. But here is the thing. Holding onto those grudges isn't hurting the other person, it's slowly poisoning your own well-being. So how do we break free from this cycle of resentment and actually start practicing forgiveness? It's not as easy as saying I forgive you and moving on, right? It takes real effort, self-awareness, and a willingness to shift our perspective. Think of it like this. Imagine holding onto a hot coal, expecting the other person to burn. Who ends up getting burned? You'd. That's exactly what happens when we cling to grudges. We inflict more pain on ourselves than anyone else. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this journey towards forgiveness. 1. Understand that holding onto grudges is a choice. You are not obligated to stay stuck in anger. You have the power to choose a different path, one that leads to liberation and inner peace. It's like deciding whether to watch a sad movie for the 10th time or finally switching it off and enjoying something uplifting. 2. Practice empathy, even if it's difficult. Try to see things from the other person's perspective. Maybe they didn't intend to hurt you, maybe they were going through something difficult themselves. This doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you understand them better and lessen the sting of resentment. Think about times when you made a mistake. Wouldn't you want someone to show you understanding rather than lashing out? 3. Focus on your own growth. Instead of dwelling on the past, channel that energy into becoming a better version of yourself. Learn from the experience, identify areas where you can improve, and use it as fuel for positive change. It's like turning a painful situation into an opportunity for personal development. 4. Acknowledge the power of letting go. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning what happened, it means releasing the negative emotions that are holding you captive. Imagine unburdening yourself from something heavy you've been carrying for years. That's the kind of freedom forgiveness can bring. 5. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It takes courage and strength to let go, but it ultimately liberates you from the shackles of anger and resentment. Think of it as an act of self-love and compassion. You deserve peace and happiness, and holding onto grudges only prevents that from happening. Now, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine your coworker took credit for your brilliant idea during a presentation. Naturally, you felt angry, frustrated, and maybe even betrayed. You replayed the moment in your head, fuming about their lack of integrity. But holding onto that anger only creates more stress and negativity in your life. Instead, try practicing forgiveness by acknowledging their actions without letting them define you. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. Focus on your own work and continue to shine. Use this as an opportunity to communicate your ideas more assertively in the future. The journey toward forgiveness isn't always easy, but it's worth it. It takes courage, self-awareness, and a willingness to let go of the past. Remember, forgiving doesn't mean forgetting or condoning what happened. It means choosing to release the anger and pain that are holding you back from living a happier, more fulfilling life. So today, I challenge you to take a step towards forgiveness for yourself and others. It's a powerful act of self-love and compassion that can truly transform your life. And hey, if you find yourself struggling, don't hesitate to reach out. We're all in this together, remember? Now go out there and practice that stoic wisdom. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep building a community of resilience and strength together. See you next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.